بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Whoever gained anything, gained it on account of adab. And the one that lost, he lost it because of bi'adbi. They say, it's a popular saying, ba'adab ba'nasib, bi'adab bi'nasib. The one that has etiquette, he has adab, he's a fortunate person. And the one that loses adab, then he's an unfortunate person. This applies to both dini affairs as well as dunya affairs. Person that is respectful, mindful of his parents, his elders, then his dunya goes very well, smooth, comfortable. That's a fact that he's already been experienced and tried out. Your parents, your elders are happy with you, and your dunya works out very smooth for you. And if your parents and your elders aren't happy with you, then you constantly will have hurdles. The Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, I've come across many, many professionals, and these professionals always were in difficulty. Whole string of degrees, this degree, that, specialized in this, specialized in that. But when I seen their lives, they were always in difficulty. They couldn't stick to one work, some problem or the other. Then the curiosity got the better over me. They've got such degrees, professional people, then how come they fall into problems all the time? Then I saw that their tutors and their elders were not happy with them. They insulted them or they had disgraced them. Sometimes a person is a little bit intelligent. So because of his intelligence, he begins to look down upon his tutors and teachers. And when he does that, then he finds that the road to access, the road to success all close up for him. He can't. When Maulana was here, 15, 20 years ago, he's based somewhere in Muzaffarnagar. So he says, I've seen this. He says, there was an alim. Whenever he went for an interview, he was so competent. A difficult mantik kitab or hidayah, what a difficult sections, you know. So they will ask him to explain that. This happens in an interview. So that they may, the selection and the choosing may be right. And he will be sitting very casually in the interview, sometimes with his feet stretched out, and he'll give an entire discussion, proper explanation, as though the kitab is before him. So simply he will explain it. But whenever I saw him, he was in constraint, financial difficulty, problems, never seeing the light of the sun. So I asked him one day, "Boy, what happened? I see you're so competent, but then with all that, you're just failing. Wherever you're going, you know your stuff, you know your work, but wherever you go, you just fail." He says that when I wrote my final exams, then I saw that a certain student had excelled over me. And I thought to myself, it can't be. My marks have to be better than the whole class. Right? How come this person excelled? So I went and I complained to the head of the institute. I request that my papers be remarked. And I knew that I will fetch a few more marks. But this was also in the corner of my mind, that perhaps the teacher, whilst he was marking the papers, he must have favored one person. Maybe one, two marks, whatever it was. Sometimes it's the discretion of the marker. You're writing an article, and one person that is marking, he may give you 10 marks for that. And the other person that's writing, that's marking, he may give you 12 marks for it. Now it's left to his discretion. And it so happened that when it was remarked, he did really fetch the 2 more marks that made him the head of the whole class. But this brought about pain to his teacher, because he disproved the teacher himself. It was just about 2 marks, and it brought pain to him. And I saw from that point onwards that I went to places, I got the job, and I was very confident of myself. But with all that, I just failed. Wherever I'm going, I'm just failing. Just go and I fail. And that person, whose marks were lowered, or he did not complain to the mark, to the teacher that was correcting the papers or seeing the papers, there would be a smile on his face. And though he came second position after me, and he wasn't as capable as myself, but I saw him just moving. And I am just going down. And he is just moving up. So in dunya matters and in dini matters, your seniors, your parents are not happy with you, not pleased with you, then you have a very rocky ride. Constraints, difficulties, sometimes your wife is not right, sometimes the business is not right, sometimes the children is not right. But it's a very rocky journey you have. The journey that you're going to go through is going to be very rocky. So it's a fact, even in dunya and deen, it's a must. Some youngsters, they thought of playing a prank with a senior buzruk, group of Shias, and they felt they'll play a prank with some buzruk. So they told him, you know what, there's a janaza, you must come and recite the janaza namaz. And what they had planned amongst themselves, one person will be pretending to be dead, will put a sheet over him, and as the Mulana will come to lead the janaza prayer, so this person that is pretending to be dead, he'll just jump off. And when he's going to jump, then obviously the Mulana that is performing the namaz, he'll get a shock. So anyway, they went and told the Mawlana, you know what, you need to go, come and perform namaz, some person has died. Mawlana obliged. As he came close to the bed, so he says to those people that were around, he says, go and make, you didn't do the ghusl for the mayyat, and if the ghusl is not done, the namaz will be invalid. For the namaz to be valid, then you need to do the ghusl. They said, no, we did the ghusl. They said, no, you have to do a new ghusl. Because the ghusl that you may have done was for a living person. And now the person is dead. And you haven't administered a ghusl for a dead person. They went and seen their brother, and really he died. And they really had to redo the ghusl, you see. So this mocking, making a mockery, it's a very dangerous thing. One person was seated by Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Also, this happens generally with people that are a little bit super intelligent, more intelligent than the rest. They feel that they must get that recognition. And they don't get that recognition, then they will run anybody down. He seated there, and Mawlana knows of his presence, but Mawlana is ignoring him. And he wants to say something, but Mawlana is just ignoring him. Somehow he pushed himself and he got to talk to Mawlana. Mawlana says, see, used to be seated there and used to be hurling abuse against me. Right? All those days and months and years, you were hurling abuse. Now, how do you expect all that to be wiped out from my heart? So he says, Mahabhat, didn't you say that I have forgiven everybody? Anybody who has done any harm to me, then I have forgiven him. And this statement of mine lasts till the end of my life. That is, it's not only for now, it is not only current, it is for the future until I live. If anybody has done any harm to me, then I have forgiven him. I will not hold his collar before Allah Ta'ala that this person harmed me. Allah says, yes, I made that announcement, and I still maintain that announcement. But when you hurled abuse against me, when you spoke out against me, then how do I know, or how do you expect me to understand that you still upon that abuse, that insult, you still remain upon your guns, or you have turned away from that? How do you expect me to understand? I'm not Alimul Ghaib. I don't know the unseen. On my side, I have forgiven. But have you made a declaration that you have desisted and you retracted from all your slander, your abuse? So, making maaf is one thing, but that stain on my heart is still there. I have made maaf, finish. But the stain that is left, that how are you going to rub that out? Like, for example, someone boxed you, right? And as he boxed you, you broke your arm. For him breaking your arm, you have made him maaf. But because of you making him maaf, will his hand come right? That hand will come right perhaps after a year or 2 years. It'll remain in a splint. And after a year or 2 years, it'll come right. But making maaf doesn't make the hand right straight away. So I made maaf, but the stain, the effect of it is in my heart. Now what do I do with that? So Mullah says, see, look at yourself and look at these learned people here, right? Look at yourself, compare yourself against them. Can you see all these learned people, right? In their presence, comparatively, you are like a jahil. Right? You are like an ignorant person. You know, just to bring some sense in you, just to make you understand, when you can see these people that who you hold in respect also, they recognize me, then couldn't you have that level of understanding? When these people who you hold in esteem and respect, they hold me in respect for my knowledge, whatever, then couldn't you have that little level of understanding? So he says, Mu'ab, but no, but you know you made everybody maaf. Yeah, I do still make everybody maaf, but now this has come into my heart and I can't wipe that out. So the right thing for you is now that you refer to someone else. He says, Mu'ab, but I am linked up to you. Now, I want to link up with you. I can't link up with anybody else. So Mu'ab explained to him, see, this linking up is a two-sided traffic. It's not a one-sided traffic. Like marriage, one person came and he's in a state of depression, bad state of depression. So they asked him, what happened? What's the cause of your depression? So now, half the job is complete and half is still incomplete. So they asked him, what do you mean? So now I'm a student, so I love that woman there and I've already said nakahtuha. So, all that is left is just for her to say Qabil Tuha. Right? So, I have done, half is complete. And that other half, you know, if that just works out, the whole matter is over. You know? It just ends up there. So, this is why I'm stuck here. See? So, in a nikah also, in a marriage also, it's not a one-sided thing. Both sides have to be in agreement for that thing to be accepted. So in a relationship like this also, you need both sides to be happy. In fact, in most contracts, you need both people to be happy. You got an employee, right? Employee can't say, I'm happy to work with you, so I must work here. Or the employer can't say, I want you, so you must be with me. Employer and the employee both must be in agreement. If they're not in agreement, then he can't force himself. Like how they got the unions nowadays. Right? Whether the employer likes to keep him or not, he must keep him. The stupidity, the bishara, they don't understand. They don't understand. Allah Pak give them hidayat, to read hidayah at least. They don't read these books here, then how does the mind open? Like, you can't force an employee, a worker, you can't force him. The employee also can't force you to keep him. You need a mutual agreement. That's like a Roman-Dutch law. There's Roman Catholic law. The Roman Catholic, you can't divorce. Married for life, kalas. There is no such a thing like separation. You can't even divorce that girl. Now, if it is that you married, all right, 1-2 days it works out right. The third day, you're just not happy with this girl. You're thick with her. You just had enough. By the third day, you just had enough of it. According to the Roman Catholic, now you just have to stick with the girl until you die or until she dies. You can't separate. So what will be the logical consequence? Logical consequence is he'll want to wait for her to die. And if she doesn't die, he'll kill her. So that he can get out of this. See this in the Surah Baqarah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. Right? Allah Ta'ala commanded the Bani Israel to slaughter one cow. Right? So what was the reason? What was the prelude? There's 2-3 stories that they give in this tafsir. What was the reason that Allah Ta'ala asked them to slaughter a cow? So one popular story that is given in some tafsirs is a very wealthy person passed away in the Bani Israel, very extremely wealthy. Right? And this wealthy person, he had no heirs. Meanwhile, he's killed, but he had no heirs. The only heir he had was his nephew, his brother's son. This brother's son, he was waiting now, this man must die. Bichara to marta nahi, he's not dying. He's not dying, waiting now, made his khidmat and all that, thinking that something will work out for him. I made him khidmat for so long. Bichara to marta hi nahi, he's not dying. So he went and shot him and killed him, finished. So he was the only heir to the throne. Now the same philosophy is in these unions, right? Same philosophy in this Roman Catholic. And the same philosophy is in this insurance. Right? You talk of a retirement annuity and all that, right? Retirement or a death insurance, right? Death insurance. So you pay a heavy premium for the person that you're insuring. Very heavy premium. You know, paying a heavy premium, the payout will be also accordingly. You're paying so much, say 10,000 you're paying. So when the person dies, you're going to get about 10, 15 million. That's death insurance. Now, he's paying. 1 year went, and they're not dying. 2 years, 10 years. Hey, until when I'm going to pay? Already paid 1 million, already I finished pay. He's not dying now. How long did he? So eventually the man goes and kills him. It happened in Durban, so it happened some 10 years ago. Man insured someone, his worker or someone insured him heavy, very heavy. So and he was like the beneficiary. To the whole insurance, he was the beneficiary. when they found that the man died, all right. So the insurance company, they felt a little bit suspicious about the whole thing. They were investigating the whole thing. So that man, they got his registration, all that, and they went to this toll gate. Right? Because the man died, perhaps, say, in Stanger, he died, right? So when he died in Stanger, so he has to cross two toll gates. The Tongat one and the Stanger one to reach there, right? So they saw that this man was driving this car around this time. And he says that he was in Durban. Right? That man died there in Stanger. His car is pulling through this toll gate at this time. Tongat one, Stanger, we see his picture there. What happened? Well, they caught him out. See? So the same thing happens here. In the Bani side, the same thing happened. Now he's waiting for his uncle to die. The moment the uncle dies, then he becomes the beneficiary. He collects the big fat lump sum. He collects it. And now the uncle is not dying, so he went and shot him, killed him. Meanwhile, there's a big noise in the Bani Israel, who killed this man here? And one person, Fadda Ra'atum Fiha, one person is throwing the blame onto the other. Oh, you killed it, you killed the person, you killed. So, the Quran, the Wahi came to Musa alayhi salam, that this is what must be done, was slaughter one cow. So, Bani Israel, which are a mischievous crowd. Very, very mischievous crowd. It's a stupid one, thick in the heads. But what they did to the Anbiya, that was something ridiculous, really ridiculous. Now, Musa is telling them, they're going to slaughter one cow. What kind, what color? Is this how you speak to a Nabi? All Allah is asking you to slaughter one cow. No, that's not enough. Tell us what kind and what color and all. What color, you know, you make a joke nowadays, it came from the Bani Israel. They started this, what color, all these things. It was commanded that فَقُلْنَا دْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْدِهَا. Kill that, slaughter that cow, then take one portion of that meat and strike it onto the dead person. So they did like they were commanded. They took a piece of the cow and they stuck it onto the dead person. That person came up alive and he spoke for that woman, this is the person that killed me for this reason. So he's convicted, finished. Dead person came up and imagine now his whole throat is cut off of the body. So he came up. He came up and he said, no, this person killed me for this reason. Bichara, paise bhi gaye aur jaan bhi gaye. Money also went away, and the life also went away. Both, he didn't get anything. So what we are talking about is this disrespect, disregard. And we don't understand the consequence. And because we don't understand the consequence, therefore we take these things very casually. Remember that the pain came to someone's heart. Now you have to take the pains to go and repair that. Even if it takes your whole life to go and repair that, you must go and repair that pain. Whether it's a person that you hold in contempt, a respectable person, but that is why Shaykh Ramdar says that my father, Mawla Yahya Sahab was like a genius, you know. If you look at what he had done in short life, he lived with Mawla Gangohar Rambhai just for 14 or 15 years, right? And before that, he went and studied under him about 2 or 3 years. And then after the 3 years, then he stayed 14, 15 years. It was the end of his life. So all that you see of his life is about 17, 18 years, right? But the 18 years, what a dynamic person this person was. Is mind-boggling. If you look at Mawla Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, then the one that produced him was Mawla Yahya. If you look again at Mawla Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, one that produced him was Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullahi. If you talk of Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullahi, look at his life, then Mawlana Tanwi Sabar Rahmatullahi had written to Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullahi that if you got someone of mine who can come and tutor my nephew, teach him, right, I'll appreciate it. So he sent Mawlana Abdullah Gangohi to come and teach him. Mawlana Yahya sent him, and Mawlana Zafar Sahib says, whatever I am is this Ustad. He put that into me. From the very beginning, in the first or the second year, I could write poetry, Arabic poetry I could write. He says, wo to sikhate nahi the, wo to ghul karke pila lete the. He won't just teach me. He will like dissolve the thing and let me swallow the thing. That was the knowledge I used to pass. So you look at these giants, and then who was the person that produced was Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullahi. So this aspect of respect and regard. So in that short period, Allah gives you such opportunities that the world remembers the work. So Mawlana Yahya used to advise his son Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, after being such a great, like a genius, you know, imagine the shara, Kaukabudurri, that was Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah's notes. The notes in the class, that became a commentary, a popular commentary. Can you imagine now, just he was writing notes, in Arabic he wrote the notes, that notes became a commentary, and the whole world wants to read it, right? So can you imagine what a great person he must have been? So he's cautioning his son. He says, in Allah wala se darte rehna. See this, Allah wala people, just be careful about them. They may seem to be very simple, but you just be careful about them. And then he says, unki ulti bhi sidhi hoti hai. Sometimes, what they say or what they do may not appeal to you. What they do or what they say may not have an appeal. You may not be in agreement. But remember that which may seem to be wrong of theirs, that is also right. It will turn out to be right. Maybe in your sight, you can't see the right. In your understanding, your naivety, you can't understand how it comes right. But whatever it is, what they are saying or what they are doing is right. It's a lack of your understanding that you can't see the good in it, you can't see the right in it. So that doesn't mean that it is not right. Just my understanding is less, is weak, and I can't see it. So I can't see that my understanding has to be the criteria. He has to meet the criteria of my understanding for it to be right. You can't see that. So unki ulti bhi sidhi hoti hai. The wrong also is right, turns out to be right. So you see this, there's a lot of stories about this. Bilal says that it's coming too late. So the thing is suspended now. Whatever he's saying, I just suspend before me. Is it late or not late? Late or not late? To curtail the whole thing.
Anyway. Well, Akub is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما، إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا إلى رسلك يوم القيامة. ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. اللهم لا تخزنا يوم القيامة. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا. اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا. او ماي كريم الله، او ماي رحيم الله، يا الله. In this Mubarak gathering in front of your pious servants, ya Allah, we beseech you, we ask for your forgiveness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you invited us to your house in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we ask you, ya Allah, we beseech you, ya Allah, to please forgive us, ya Allah, each and every one of us, ya Allah, each and every one of us, ya Allah, our families, our children, our progenies to come, ya Allah. O my Allah, right till the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah, the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the beginning of time till the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you to forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, no one is going to question you, ya Allah. O my Allah, O my Kareem Aqa, ya Allah, bila istihqaq ya my ma'afama, ya my Allah, we have nothing to present in front of you, O Allah. Ya Allah, bila istihqaqi hame atafama, hame maafama, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give without us deserving, ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we do not deserve anything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present in front of you, O my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without even asking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present in front of you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgave us, Ya Allah. O my Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one thing is certain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our dear ones, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our asatiza ikram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those people that were instrumental in us acquiring deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right from the beginning of time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the generations to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of the generations that are to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on our children, Ya Allah. Have mercy on the generations to come, Ya Allah. O my Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried nights for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he shed blood and tears for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ungrateful servants, O my Allah. We are ungrateful ummatis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be a disgrace to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not become a means of disgrace to him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever good we are doing, Ya Allah, it's from the Mishkat of Nubuwwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's because of the blood and tears of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the efforts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you reward him fully, O my Allah. O Allah, reward him fully, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without asking you, for you give us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamare taraf se bas khata hi khata, Ya Allah. Bas tere taraf se ata hi ata, Ya Allah. Muflisane amadam dar kue tu, shay'an lillah az jamale ruhe tu. O Allah, without asking, Ya Allah, you give us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us, Ya Allah. O my Allah, forgive one and all, Ya Allah. Forgive one and all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this month of Ramadan is slipping away from our hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be those that are wretched and don't get forgiveness in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and every one of us, Ya Allah, that are sitting here, Ya Allah, our families, our progenies to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hame bhi hamare aulad ko bhi, Ya Allah, hamare naslo ko bhi, Ya Allah, umre daraz tak deen ki khidmat khili khuli dil ke saath naseeb farma. قدم قدم پر ہاتھ پکڑ کے تمام امور میں ہمارے رہنمائی اور رہبری فرما نصرت اور مدد فرما ہمیں قبول فرما اور ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ bless us with protection in the complete sense of protection یا اللہ bless us also bless our progenies to come یا اللہ یا اللہ complete sense of protection یا اللہ یا اللہ protect our ایمان protect our اعمال یا اللہ وعقائد یا اللہ یا اللہ وعقائد یا اللہ protect our عقائد یا اللہ Ya Allah, protect our jaan, mal, izzat, abru, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, complete sense of protection, Ya Allah. O my Allah, we are not worthy to be sitting here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us amongst your pious servants, Ya Allah. O my Allah, don't deprive us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Anta waliyuna fi dunya wal-akhirah. Tawaffana muslima wa alhiqna bis-salihin. Tawaffana muslima wa alhiqna bis-salihin. Allahumma hadina wa hadibina wa ja'alna sababan liman hitada. O my Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. This ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going astray, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what answer are we going to give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, how are we going to answer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, all the effort that our elders have put into us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the effort that our elders have put into us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not even giving 0.25%. We're not even scratching the surface, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we ask you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. We have not fulfilled the hukuk that our elders have entrusted us with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that have passed away, Ya Allah, forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them in comforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Those whose parents have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose parents have passed away, or near and dear ones have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them in comforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and if they have made any mistakes, Ya Allah, then forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have full power to turn all the mistakes into good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are all powerful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no one will question you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep them in comforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them happy on our behalf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in the words of Hazrat Gangohi, Ya Allah, give us one small iota of the love that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Meri Aqa, bas thoda sa ye chaskad hamay ata farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Please forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all over the world, our Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever they may be, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Aqsa, Ya Allah, in Yemen, in Sudan, Ya Allah, in Somalia, Ya Allah, all over the world, Ya Allah. In Syria, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is in your ultimate knowledge, Ya Allah, why all this is happening, Ya Allah. Allahumma ruddana wa rudda al-muslimina ila dinika raddan jamila. Ya Allah, whoever may be going through any type of difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the kind of challenges and difficulties that everybody is going through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is in your ultimate wisdom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every single problem is absolutely easy for you to solve, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for the solution to all our problems, Ya Allah. The solution to all our challenges, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in debt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah, you fulfill all their debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have children growing up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with good homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are having problems with their children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah, to give them the proper tarbiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become parents, Ya Allah. But we have not fulfilled the hukuk of our children by giving them proper tarbiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We have not fulfilled the hukuk of our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill their hukuk on our behalf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not fulfilled the hukuk of our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to make the khidmat right till the end, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that their hearts burst with du'as for us, Ya Allah. Their hearts burst with du'as for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, O my Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, with all your pious servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, make faslah of our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Make faslah of the forgiveness of the Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O my Allah, all those that have requested du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, or they might have wanted to request du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all their jaiz needs, Ya Allah. O my Allah, we're not worthy of sitting here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. There's no greater sinner than us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but there's no greater Allah than you. Ya Allah, there's nobody greater than you, Ya Oh my Allah. Ya Allah. Declare our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, declare our forgiveness, Oh my Allah. Oh Allah. Bless our Hazrat with long life, with ease and afiyat and izzat, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah Ya Allah, you know what the heart says, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the dini khidmat that are taking place through the hands of our Hazrat, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah, you accept all the dini khidmat that Hazrat is making, Ya Allah, include us in it, Ya Allah, we can't call it an effort, Ya Allah, whatever feeble attempts we are making, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah, include us in the khidmat, Ya Allah, we're not worthy of making khidmat of this deen, Ya Allah, but you, out of your sheer grace and mercy, Ya Allah, you include us in the khidmat, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, whatever we have asked for, Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah. Whatever we haven't asked for, Ya Allah, you know what we need, Ya Allah. You hold us by our hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without asking to, you give us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you took care of us, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, have pity on us, Ya Allah, without asking, Ya Allah. Allahumma khidh lana wa akhtar lana. اللهم خذ لنا واختار لنا اللهم خذ لنا واختار لنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم استر عورتنا وأمن روعتنا اللهم اكفنا كل مهم من حيث شئت ومن أين شئت اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين